Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie for Reason TV, and I'm very happy to be talking to Jerry Cameron of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a leading anti-prohibition group. Jerry, tell me about LEAP. When did it start, and what is its mission?
Well, LEAP started approximately 8 years ago, and it's a group originally of just law enforcement officers that had been connected with drug enforcement. And they were law enforcement that had come to the conclusion that what they were doing was not only ineffectual, it was counterproductive.
So that the costs of prohibition far outweigh any of the benefits?
Well, if there are any benefits, because I've come to believe, and most of the people in LEAP, that actually you get a net damage to society rather than a benefit.
And just to be clear, you're high right now, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
okay, I thought so. I'm getting a contact buzz right now. Yeah. How big is LEAP, and where are your action points? What are you pressing on mostly?
Well, we've got a group of about 12,000 or so now, and what we originally started doing was going out to mainstream society and saying, look, we have credibility, we've been in the business, and we don't have any reason to be telling you this other than it's the truth. But this is how much this thing's costing, and this is the consequences. Is this a good deal?
So, Jerry, what is LEAP's breakdown? How much does the drug war cost, and how much damage does it do?
Well, the drug war is costing us, on balance, all total, over $70 billion a year.
What is that money spent on?
That's spent on enforcement. That is spent on equipment. That's spent on capital. That's spent on prisons. That's spent on the judicial system. It's the total cost of it.
Okay, and that's the wrong kind of stimulus spending, right?
Yes, it is. It actually is not putting anything productive into society.
Did you have a particular moment where you were like, you know what, not only is the drug war ineffective, but I've got to speak out about it? What was that moment for you?
Well, actually, I wish I was that heroic. It was a gradual process to me that it became ineffectual, and then I started sort of analyzing the damage and reading stuff that the government didn't give me. And I became convinced that it was just bad policy. But I was actually retired and at home, and Jack Cole, the executive director of LEAP, called me at home and said, now that you're out of the drug war, what do you think? And I told him I thought it was just an absolute failure at best and counterproductive at worst. And he said, are you willing to say that publicly?
And you're not alone. I mean, there are a number of mostly retired or former police chiefs of major cities, small towns, everywhere that are saying this, right?
Oh, we got federal judges. We got customs agents. We've got Norm Stamper was the chief in Seattle, Washington. We've got some real high-grade executives and people out of judiciary, corrections, enforcement, all saying the same thing.
Why, if the drug war, if the people who are in the front lines of the drug war, I mean, you guys were the foot soldiers in the drug war, you're against it, why does it continue to grow? Why does it continue to keep metastasizing?
Well, one thing about any bad government public policy, as soon as it's put into place, that special interests get a vested interest. And now you've got private prisons that are lobbying for stricter enforcement, for minimum mandatories. You've got all the people that are working probation for the courts. You've got law enforcement. We've gotten all of our toys for three decades out of the federal government for drug enforcement.
And wait, you're telling me that like a small town, Florida, a sheriff in a small Florida town doesn't need a tank or a armored personnel vehicle?
We have one in my county, but I don't think we've put it to any productive use so far.
All right, fair enough. How do you feel about Obama? President Obama, during his presidential campaign, he said he was going to end raids on legal medical marijuana dispensaries in California and other states that allow that. Eric Holder, his attorney general, said that. There have been a couple of raids since then. Is he going to be good on drug policy, bad on drug policy, or ugly on drug policy?
Well, being a basic libertarian, there's so much he's doing that I don't agree with. But this latest action from his attorney general that says that we're going to recognize state sovereignty when it comes to enforcing the drug laws, I think that's a very positive step. And I don't think that we're going to experience with this administration sort of the mindless member of the faith, it's evil, and we're not going to even talk about it. I think that the topic will be on the table with this administration.
What is your drug of choice?
Balvenie, 21-year-old Scotch.
Okay, that's good to know. And who is your great intellectual or political hero?
Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry.
Okay, and were either of them drug users?
They used Madeira extensively.
Well, okay. Fair enough. And hopefully that'll stay legal, even
yes,
if other things go south. Thank you very much, Jerry Cameron of Leap.
Yeah.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.